U.S. political distrust weakens risk-taking. Fullerton Market Update, March 2025. Stresses from U.S. political dissatisfaction come to the fore. From 20 February, U.S. equities started to fall. Thereafter, U.S. retail investor sentiment, as measured by bulls versus bears in the Association of Individual Investors survey on 26 February, had sunk to extreme lows. Investors suffered a culmination of risk-off shocks, from variable spending and growth indicators to significant dissatisfaction with the performance of President Trump. The February Gallup poll revealed that Americans had scored a terrible report card for Trump, especially on external policies that are diverting his attention from addressing domestic issues and managing the U.S. economy. Into his first 100 days of power, the majority of American voters thus far judged the performance of President Trump as being the worst of any president since 1953. Such poor sentiment is likely to have made U.S. households and firms rethink some of their spending and investment plans. The tense relationship between the U.S. and Ukraine has likely contributed to the risk-off dynamics. But the bigger picture is that the American public was already very dissatisfied with President Trump's performance across external policies and managing the U.S. economy. Just days after Volodymyr Zelensky and the U.S. president clashed, European leaders at their March summit in London offered a strong show of support to the Ukrainian president and promised to do more to help his nation. Sir Starmer, Prime Minister of the UK, stated, "It is time to act, to step up and lead, and to unite around a new plan for a just and enduring peace." Developments may increase the pressure on Europe to spend more on defence and then present a united front to President Trump in seeking US support as a peacekeeping backstop. Notwithstanding the possible setback to the process of ending the Russia-Ukraine war as Europe regroups, they may be able to foster a superior peace agreement that has stronger support from all NATO members. Stresses from greater growth uncertainty. Since the COVID-driven recession, US growth has averaged 2.3% per annum, with 25% of the time recording weak growth below 2% and 40% of the time hitting quarterly growth rates above 3% per annum. Typical trend growth assumptions for the US are around 2% per annum, as the Fed and the IMF assume. Since the election of President Trump, U.S. real growth has remained variable, with 2.3% per annum in Q4 2024 and 2.8% for 2024, before surging to 2.9% per annum in January, based on the Fed's nowcast, and thereafter falling back to 2.3% in February. While U.S. growth has been variable, it still seems to be tracking around its post-COVID average, and although expected earnings growth has fallen, it remains a solid 12% for this year. U.S. liquidity growth also remains robust, and PCE inflation is sticky as anticipated, tracking the 2.5% per annum that the Fed has forecast for 2025, with the return to the 2% target not likely until next year. It is our view that the core fundamentals of growth, liquidity, and inflation remain supportive, but investors are suffering a sharp risk-off shock for now. Risk-off mode likely temporary. Key reasons why we believe this is a temporary adverse sentiment-driven correction is because returns have tried to rebound, and the demand for downside protection from active managers has not increased. Holding around its average, i.e., the put-call ratio, has remained steady. We believe U.S. productivity growth driven in part by AI-related gains should remain strong, which will help contain real unit costs of production and support robust earnings growth and equity returns for investors. Our outlook remains unchanged from that presented in our A3E environment. Excess returns from exceptionalism, evolution, and liquidity, Fullerton Fund Management. We have explained in more detail how tariffs can shape the investment environment. See our Impact from Trump 2.0 Tariffs Market Update. A key development that is quite different from the tariffs imposed back in 2018 is the prospect of a reciprocal tariff regime. President Trump has called it a very fair and beautifully simple system. Such a scheme can become beneficial for all parties over time because countries exporting to the US know exactly how to improve their market share. Any tit-for-tat outcomes for tariff settings will leave relative terms of trade positions, which matter for competitiveness and market share, mostly unchanged. Within fixed income, credit markets have generally been well-behaved. We observed stable credit spreads in Asia, with some modest tightening on average in the high-yield sector, and modest widening in US credits. Important information: no offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract to deal in any security or instrument, or for Fullerton Fund Management Company, Ltd., UEN, 20031267 2W, Fullerton, or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, its affiliates and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of this publication. The information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but has not been independently verified, although Fullerton Fund Management Company Leniard, UEN 20031267 2W, Fullerton, believes it to be fair and not misleading. Such information is solely indicative and may be subject to modification from time to time.